Shabbat Shalom and Hag Sameach, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach. Today is Friday, the 26th of May, 2023. It's Shavuot, Pentecost. I totally forgot to mention in the previous long audio that today is a covenant day as well, on which, as per Genesis chapter 9, the rainbow appeared in the sky. So it's a very important day that speaks of covenant with Yah. Hallelujah. It doesn't just speak of the covenant, which is the Torah. It also speaks of the rainbow appearing in the sky as a symbol of Yah's covenant with Noah and his descendants not to flood the earth again the way he did that time. During our time here on earth. So that time the earth was washed with water, and we have said in the past, the world was washed with water. In the future, the world will be cleansed with fire, purified by fire, holy fire. But yes, it's extremely important to take note of the fact that that rainbow, seven colors altogether, made its appearance in the sky on Shavuot, Pentecost. Now it says that Noah did a burnt offering unto Yahweh, which pleased him, and Yahweh came down and made that covenant with him. We need to understand that when you read the lost books of the Bible, it says that Shem did the offering on behalf of Noah. He had to help Noah. He took over as the firstborn or the priest of the home, because Noah was hurt by one of the beasts on the ark when he did not give the beast food on time, and his hip was dislocated. And in those days, you know, nobody that is deformed was permitted. Anybody that was deformed was not permitted to offer, make any offering unto Yahweh, or even be a priest unto Yahweh. And this is spoken of within the book of Leviticus very clearly. This is why Yahweh had to perfect the bodies of the children of Israel and their dwelling places before they received the Torah. Now, when you think about the rainbow being in the sky, obviously you will think of the multicolored coat of Joseph, because they are kind of related, and those speak of the fact, I don't know, what comes to my mind now is, it speaks of the fact that much as Israel is the main focal point, the Gentiles are eventually grafted in, because we around the world, humankind, we are made of different colors, you know, we are of different races. Though sadly, the rainbow has been used by the enemy, has been employed by the enemy to be used as a symbol of the LGBTQI+ stuff, which is of course demonic or satanic. And we need to understand that the rainbow colors of the LGBTQI+ are actually six. There's a color they miss out on. They add a color that is not there, which is purple. I think they miss out blue. Maybe blue represents revelation, the revelation of the Most High God. So I think they replace it with purple, because I've come to know that the devil really loves color purple. When Yahweh mentions color purple in the book of Revelation as being love, being used by the Roman Catholic Church, I never understood it very well until recently, when I watched a video on Luciferes explaining how much the devil loves color purple and is going to use it against us in these end times. And don't you find it strange that during the King Charles coronation, the garment he ended up showing up in on the balcony was purple? So I think much as it is Yah that created these colors. The enemy just likes to counterfeit the Lord's creation. So he mixes blue with red to create purple. and he's using that as something. He's using that against us because people have seen purple lights on the street. Lately, the color purple is being used a lot worldwide in various situations to pass a message, basically. So, yeah, it's interesting that this Rainbow Covenant occurred around this time, and sometimes we end up observing this festival in June, the month that has been nominated to celebrate LGBTQI every year. I don't look forward to that season at all because it's a season of rebellion. And interestingly enough, this time around, June is going to be the month when the Hebrew month called Tammuz, which is the month of rebellion, is going to fall. So I thought I should highlight the fact that Shavuot is also a covenant day between Noah and Yah, and also Noah's descendants. It's also a covenant day between Adam and Yah, because Adam observed Shavuot during his time on earth. And it's also important to take note of the fact that this festival is deliberately scheduled at the beginning of the month. It's the one festival, aside from the Rosh Hashanah, that we get to observe during the new moon appearance in the sky, because Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, cannot be associated with the evil conceptions the enemy has attached to the full moon. You know, during Easter time, there's a full moon in the sky, and that is associated with the goddess called Ishtar, you know, the one who calls herself the Queen of Heaven, which is more like the fake Queen of Heaven and the Queen of the Sea, as per Jeremiah chapter 7. So Ruach HaKodesh is associated with the new moon, and there's a reason for that. And interestingly, the moon is associated with the Torah of Yahweh, as seen in Revelation chapter 12, where we see the woman standing on the moon. The moon is like carrying her and guiding her everywhere she goes. And the Torah guides us throughout our lives so that we do not sin against Yahweh. So the new moon time is, the month of Sivan is done in such a way that the Torah, the time of the revelation of the Torah and the writing of the Torah on our hearts and on the tablets of stone is during the new moon. And note the fact that the sky tends to be blue during the day. The tablets of stone were blue. Hallelujah. They were sapphire material. And also Yahweh appeared in fire, he appeared as fire on Mount Sinai. Obviously the fire was blue. The fire, the tongues of fire that came upon the children of Israel in the upper room were blue. Hallelujah. And blue represents revelation. It represents something else which I've forgotten, but the main message is revelation. And truly, when we have encounters with Yah, we have revelation, and that transforms our lives by His grace. Hallelujah. So this is the day on which Yahweh sent forth His word as He spoke the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Torah. The word He spoke forth went and entered into the Israelites' ears, and then came out and went onto their lips and kissed them. As soon as they heard it, they agreed that they accept that rule of law, of Torah. And then the word came out of their ears and kissed them on the lips. So it was a wedding. That was the wedding. And the wedding feast is going to happen in the heavens sometime in the future during the Great Tribulation. The separation between Yahweh and Israel was ended when the Holy Spirit came upon the 120 disciples in the upper room And therefore the vows were renewed and the marriage was sealed again. This is why the Apostle Paul is constantly saying, you were sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh. You were sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh. You were sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. So we are sealed with the Father's name on our foreheads. We are sealed with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach by being cleansed through it, cleansed by it. We are also sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh, who dwells inside of us and guides us every step of the way, convicts us of sin. It's Ruach HaKodesh that is our peace, as revealed in the book of Samuel, when Shaul the king loses the Holy Spirit leaves him, and then an evil spirit comes in. So Holy Spirit is our Shalom. She is our peace. She's our wisdom. She's our mother. She's our guide. She's our helper. Not the word helper. Just like woman was made as a helper to man, Ruach HaKodesh is helper to Yahweh. Shekinah glory, who is known as Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, is a helper to Yahweh. It's not just a helper to us. She is also a helper to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Which means she is the consort of Yahweh. She's the wife of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And therefore the mother to Yahushua HaMashiach. So we each have a heavenly father and a heavenly mother, and a heavenly husband, holy bridegroom Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also our brother in a way. So it's kind of a complex relationship to explain, but this season of celebrating the Ruach HaKodesh is a season to understand these things, because she throws more light on them. Hallelujah. There's a season to celebrate Yahushua HaMashiach. There's a season to celebrate Ruach HaKodesh. There's a season to celebrate Yahweh. Hallelujah. And this season is the one to celebrate Ruach HaKodesh. Now, as we come to an end, as this day comes to an end, let us pray that Yahweh will help us not to fall into temptation and do what the Israelites did after Shavuot. Because after Shavuot, the temptations come in. We go into the wilderness and we are faced with all kinds of challenges, and we have to overcome them. Bamidbar. Remember, we are reading the book of Numbers, which in Hebrew is Bamidbar. Bamidbar means in the wilderness. So after Shavuot, the wilderness experience, the real one begins, because then it's more, you are more empowered to face the giants and various other bigger battles. So may Yahweh empower us and strengthen us to face the challenges ahead of us and overcome them by his grace in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. He says, not by power, but by my spirit, my Ruach, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Ruach, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by my Ruach, says the Lord. That is in the book of Habakkuk. Prophet Habakkuk is sent to speak to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is actually Nehemiah, and Habakkuk was assigned to encourage Zerubbabel, who is Nehemiah, with regards to the building of the second holy temple, because there was so much battle, so many battles again, so much resistance, so much tension against building of that temple. Hallelujah. So with restoration comes many battles from the enemy, because the enemy doesn't want us to progress. He doesn't want us to have anything good in life. He doesn't want us to enjoy the presence of Yah. He doesn't want us to enjoy peace. He is a warmonger. He is constantly starting wars here, starting wars there, and just making life difficult. But we just have to keep fighting and overcome. Hallelujah. So the revival, we need a revival. We need the presence of Yah to overcome. We need the presence of Yah so that we can be able to be caught up in the spirit, caught up into the air with Yahushua HaMashiach. And remember that when the holy angels are pouring out the bowls of anger, they will be looking out for the Ruach HaKodesh inside of people. So whoever doesn't have the Ruach HaKodesh will be negatively affected greatly. So today is a covenant day, covenant restoration, marriage restoration, wedding restoration, baptism. There are various themes in this Shavuot celebration, but I have to stop here for now. And the issue of tongues, well, we can have the anointing to understand the holy tongues spoken. Sometimes we don't have the anointing and we shouldn't be too bothered by that. Just make sure and ask Yahweh to continually reaffirm the fact that what you're speaking holy tongues. And one way to know that as well is to dwell in the word of Yah constantly. Dwell in the word of Yah, dwell in the presence of Yah. Dwell in fellowship with those who are in Yah and are genuinely in with Yah. They are not half and half. They are not, observing things that Yahweh hates. For example, I don't want to be too rigid because obviously not everybody has come to light. But yeah, there are some people who are in the Sunday churches as Yah has revealed, and they are okay with Yah. They are, Yah calls them holy, but let's try to, avoid ungodly associations, because those ungodly associations rub onto us and then Yahweh begins to see us in that light. So, yeah, let's also be careful of let's not attend Ichabod churches. Now, Friday the 26th is a bank holiday in the UK, and so is Monday, I think 29th. So we need to understand that this is a season where the enemy is doing much wickedness through witchcraft. They always set aside these bank holidays to do evil to people. Much as they are useful for us to have to rest, we have to be on our guard. We have to be prayerful and ask Yah to protect us from every form of witchcraft that the enemy is doing against us. All right, I need to bring this to an end. I think I've said all that I need to say for now. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach. May the peace of Yahweh abide with you in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, and may his presence abide with you also in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. May the Shekinah glory be made manifest strongly in your life in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May you be empowered to face the challenges ahead in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May the Lord cancel every debt you have physically and spiritually in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May the Lord bring to life every dead good thing in your life in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. The Lord revealed to me that this day of Shavuot is very much related to the first fruits festival of resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach, because it's all about bringing to life. Remember, Yahweh breathed his spirit into man and life came. Hallelujah. So this day is very much related to what happened in Genesis chapter 1, 25 to 31, 26 to 31, and also the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach. It's also related to Yom Kippur for other reasons, because we received the Torah on that day. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the White Throne Judgment Day. Because Torah was used to create the world, it makes perfect sense for the Torah to be given to us on that day. Right, brethren? Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach. This is Sister Perpetuosh Mirambe Oshulamit, and I'm from Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. Shabbat Shalom and Hag Sameach. Hag Shavuot. Sameach, a very happy Shavuot Pentecost festival to you all. Shalom.